Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University and University Hospital. I'm Linda Cohen. You know, Upstate Medical University has been experiencing a growth spurt of unprecedented proportions of late. New clinical programs, new research initiatives, new faculty, new buildings, just to name a few areas of expansion. But with the start of a new school year, one of its major missions, that of education, comes to the forefront, with a significant growth in enrollment in Upstate's four colleges, and also other education-related growth. So joining us this morning to fill us in on these new developments is Dr. David Smith, the president of SUNY Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Dr. Smith.
Well, good morning, Linda. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You know, when you first took office, you launched an Engaging Excellence campaign to invite the SUNY Upstate Medical community to achieve and recognize work of the highest standard. And as a central part of that was the 10-year strategic plan for growth, from educational facilities, faculty and research growth, to a strategy to address healthcare and provider shortages. Well, it looks to me like you've been achieving many of these goals, and I bet we could spend a great deal of time elaborating on the wide range of these, but what's less obvious, I think, to the public is the education-related growth. Let's start with enrollment. I think you've seen a boost in your enrollment.
Well, we really have, and the credit really is due to our incredible faculty and our staff and the team here at Upstate. I think they sensed an urgency, and I think all of us do. This becomes personal, ultimately. The first question, perhaps, is why do we do this? I mean, it's just not to grow for growth's sake. It's because, ultimately, each and every one of us is a patient. And as the population ages and we see more chronic illness, such as diabetes and asthma and other problems, hypertension, stroke, that we all know there's going to be a need for more health professions. They have to work in a team fashion, and there's more complexity to the care as we go forward. So the reason to grow is because we have shortages. We have shortages in doctors. We've had, as everyone knows, acute shortages in nurses, respiratory therapists, physical therapists, a medical technologist, all of those. And as a result, you grow to achieve those. We've also, though, stopped programs like cytotechnology because we no longer need that. So it isn't just that you grow, again, as I said, for growth's sake. It's because there's a need. And we wanted to be able to be responsive not only to Syracuse and Onondaga County, but to a region. So we've seen unprecedented growth in enrollment that has occurred over the last four and a half years. We had about 1,200 students at that time, and now, of course, we're sitting on about 25% growth in enrollment.
Yeah, you had 1,500 students this year,
that is
which
correct,
is
the record.
Quite significant. Yeah, you know, the College of Medicine has an incredible history, too. I mean, you have four colleges, which I'd love you to elaborate on, but I think it began way back in 1834. That's quite a history.
It did, and the incredible people that preceded us really laid a groundwork that I think is unprecedented. It's one of the oldest medical schools in the country. It has always been mission-oriented in that regard, whether or not it has to do with safety net burn trauma as well as providing health professionals. But it is one that continues. It has been a challenge, though. We've been able to aspire to all this growth and achieve in the colleges of health professions, as you noted, nursing, the College of Nursing, and the College of Graduate Studies, which not only produces PhD doctors as well as a master's trained scientist, it also trains the future faculty that becomes the crucible for next generations of doctors and nurses. So the PhD is a very interesting degree that doesn't get the attention that it should, but we do create PhDs, phenomenal researchers as well as teachers. The medical side, though, is that people are saying, well, you're not getting as much state money, but at the same time, you seem to be growing enrollment. Well, the one area that has suffered has been the College of Medicine.
And that's due to the fact that you have some lag in the state support.
Precisely. You have to be able to have the requisite number of faculty to train a certain number of medical students. And there are standards and quality that we must meet. We are not going to compromise on that. As a result, we have not grown the enrollment, despite the fact there is a need to grow it by about 30% to achieve current demand for physicians in this area. But with the concomitant reductions of almost $16 million to the academic side of the university, in other words, the four colleges, that has been the one, because it's more expensive to train a doctor. We've been able to do certain things and be creative in nursing as well as College of Health Professions and graduate studies, but medicine certainly has been a victim in these cuts.
But on the upside, you know, with the shortage of doctors regionally, it sounds like you're working in another way to fill the ranks of needed healthcare providers. We've got your new physician assistant program. Tell us about that.
Exciting because there's a commitment to Central New York and rural Central New York with these individuals, well-trained, most of them coming in with already obviously a baccalaureate, and some of them even with masters and beyond, because they understand that they can go out and make a difference after a couple of years of training, and they understand it's a great place to do that within an academic medical center. We've quickly have risen to the point where for only 20 slots, we had over 400 applications.
Oh my goodness.
So it's beginning to look like a college of medicine in that regard.
Yeah.
Super students with a commitment to go back to rural parts of Central New York, which is our mission in part. And so I like this blending of not only being able to deal with the capacity needs that we have, but that there's a sense of mission and that we're going to be able to go back and be responsive to the needs of the region.
Yeah, and I think more and more the mid-level providers like nurse practitioners and physician assistants will fill in some of the ranks where there are needed shortages. So that's a very important service that you offer to the community and the region at large.
No, absolutely. And it really becomes a necessary team, which you, if you add on the health professions, all of those working together towards your health and mine, it brings to mind another program we've added, which is a nurse practitioner program in psychiatric health.
Oh, wow.
A lot of that driven by regional needs and shortages in adolescent and child psych mental health. We all know there's an incredible burden placed in the current system. We have great partners like the Office of Mental Health, but there's just not enough. Certainly our own department is stretched all the way to Fort Drum, where two of our faculty members travel every day. So part of the goal of this program has been train, again, people regionally. A number of the students are coming all the way down from Watertown and Carthage and will go home to help with the warriors, the troops from Fort Drum. And that, again, I get a sense of pride and certainly a little bit of a tingling when I think about we can make that kind of an impact.
Especially with all the PTSD and the effects of war, how many people are really in need more and more of mental health support. So that's a very, very critical thing. Tell us about the other educational initiatives that you're doing off-site. I know you have something in Watertown that you mentioned, and then in Ithaca as well. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, as part of the regional mission, we're really also trying to take, rather than require everyone to come here because of the capabilities of new technology, which we're at the forefront. In Watertown, we're now adding respiratory therapy program. We have a nurse practitioner program. Part of this is so that nurses can stay and respiratory therapists can be created in an area where there's a shortage. You don't have to leave your hospital to advance your degree and see that it can be continually fulfilling. The same is true at Cayuga Medical Center in Ithaca, where we will have now our second enrolling class, which has been a phenomenal experience for us as well as Cayuga Medical, in a master's level nurse practitioner program at Cayuga Medical. They've been incredibly supportive of that, often with tuition payments and rebates in that regard. But again, I think it underscores our regional mission to meet the need, not just come in with a cookie cutter model to curriculum. And we can grow in a multidimensional way. We're going to be growing certainly on this campus with expanded facilities, but at the same time, we've got to look at new modalities of training using technology.
Like off-site distance learning, that kind of thing. You know, but it sounds like you're also doing specific expansion on our campus, which is both great for our healthcare needs, but also for our community's economy. You're going to be doing some campus expansion downtown. Tell us about that with the towers.
We are, because of our student enrollment growth, and the fact the students want to be closer, and by the way, they'd like to sleep another 10 to 15 minutes extra. We're going to be...
I can relate to that
we're
one.
We're going to be... I'm sure you can and your family, and you understand well. But the two towers, Townsend and Harrison, have been transferred, and those will be converted to about 500 upscale rooms for students, residents, in other words, doctors already out of medical school, as well as visiting scholars that will be coming to Upstate Medical University. But we feel a sense of urgency to move downtown and be part of downtown and its rejuvenation. And additionally, we're going to be adding a new academic building for nursing in the College of Health Professions because of the expansion. It will be beyond state-of-the-art, of the same scale as well as the same genre, if you will, of the Children's Hospital. Clearly, the other one is going to be for our researchers, the expansion of the Institute of Human Performance, which will top out about $70 million for research students, and trying to find answers to cancer and diabetes and many other problems that we face. And our doctors and nurses want those answers so they can better meet the needs of the patient.
Well, it's quite visionary, but it seems that there is such a great need in this community for all of that. And sounds like there's another piece of that potentially on the in the future, and that's the community general piece.
It is.
Any comments there?
Yes. Well, everybody's asked a lot of questions. It's moving along quite well. We're really pleased with the partnership and the ability to bring faculty over there now to assist in all of this. There is healthcare needs, by the way, to speak regionally on the other hill. And we have to understand the uniqueness of the character of this community. And so it's important for us not to move care from there, but to really bring value added. What is equally important, though, is Community General becomes an opportunity for us to expand our academic mission. Everybody's thinking about, well, it's a hospital, assuming a hospital. No, it's not. It's a university potentially looking for partnership, and however that may be structured, with another hospital. And that allows us to have more clinical sites, to be able to look at ways to expand enrollment in our colleges, including medicine, and use the private sector of the upstate region to be part of this that solution. So it is way beyond just a hospital-hospital partnership, whatever
right.
that may turn out to be. It is very exciting for us and to sustain services in that region. So it meshes and builds very much with our sense of purpose around the region and being responsive.
And you have to tell us about the new cancer center, because I think that's really exciting. I mean, so much is being talked about.
Well, the blending of the same missions, it's not just about patient care, although unfortunately one in every three of us will have cancer in our lifetimes, and it becomes very personal. And you want all of that in its most convenient, pleasing setting and in a very holistic sense. In other words, walking gardens and other alternative forms of therapy and treatment to really bring your mind in line with a very challenging situation. But also we need a place to train the very best students in radiation therapy. From our College of Health Professions, clearly our radiation oncologists who are doctors, as well as, of course, our internists and oncologists and surgeons and others. So it again blends all of that. And finally, our new Cancer Research Institute, which will also be able to utilize this to do what Upstate has done since 1834 and led the way in pioneering new treatments and advances. Many of the advances in leukemia and lymphoma occurred here at Upstate Medical University that are still used today.
That's probably very little known in the community. That's very interesting. You
know, and this facility will allow us to continue in that trajectory to find those solutions and lead the way along with the Sinai's, the Cedars-Sinai's, the MD Andersons, and all of the others that are doing great things as well.
That's fantastic. Well, I want to remember to mention that you're going to be having an open house, a fall healthcare open house on November 6th if anyone's interested in a career in health related professions, and that they can go to upstate.edu/chp-openhouse to get more information about that. Well, you know, with all this education related growth, it's had many ramifications. First and foremost, it's providing outstanding training and education for the needed healthcare providers in our region. It enriches our community from so many standpoints. I mean, you have people who've started as faculty at Upstate who've now gone into the community to work as our private practitioners. My own husband has had that experience. So it's a real boon to our community in so many ways. I think that people really need to recognize the power and the value that Upstate has offered us. Any last points you want to make?
Well, I think, of course, we often remind everyone knowing does change everything, and that it is indeed our mantra, and it is important that we always are not comfortable where we are. We want to challenge ourselves to get better. The same is true as understanding our role as an economic engine, and you alluded to that, and that is that over this four-year period, we have been able to see an increase of almost 26% in the employees here at Upstate to meet this mission, whether it has to do with being a burn or trauma center for most of the central part of the state, or our academic and research mission, and we continue to find ways to do that. And in a time and period when there's a declining support from the state of New York, it is really, I think, a testament to the will and spirit of our employees and our faculty that we've been able to accomplish it. It's not the administration. It really is the individuals that every single day are here 24/7.
I think that's truly well said and the heart of it all. Dr. David Smith, thanks so much for sharing all this wonderful news with us. We need to take a short break. Please stay with us. I'm Linda Cohen, and this is HealthLink on Air, 570 WSYR.